in the cruel mind. And, after all, said he, this looks so dismal, so awful, I returned. At night, the Seine at Paris is very gloomy too, at such a time, and is probably the scene of far more crime and greater wickedness. But this river looks so broad and vast, so murky and silent, seems such an image of death in the midst of the great city's life that Peacock coughed again. He could not stand my holding forth. We were in a four-oared Thames police galley, lying on our oars in the deep shadow of Southwark's bridge under the corner arch on the Surrey side, having come down with the tide from Vauxhall. We were fain to hold on pretty tight, though close in shore, for the river was swollen and the tide running down very strong. We were watching certain water rats of human growth, and lay in the deep shade as quiet as mice, our light hidden and our scraps of conversation carried on in whispers. Above us, the massive iron girders of the arch were faintly visible, and below us, its ponderous shadow seemed to sink down to the bottom of the stream. We had been lying here